This episode is brought to you by Cozy Earth, and I'm thrilled to tell you about them because I've loved Cozy Earth since before they even sponsored this podcast. Now, Cozy Earth creates these luxurious bedding products. We are talking about like the softest bed sheets you have ever felt in your life. I'm speaking from experience. Also, these amazing like sleepwear products, loungewear, like anything that you need to create this amazing, soft, cozy sleep sanctuary in your own home, Cozy Earth has it. And about a year ago, I kind of went for it and I ordered one of their bamboo sheet sets. And since then, I now have acquired 4 of their sheet sets because I love them so much. Like I pulled out that first set. It was so soft and cozy. And I was like, I cannot go back to basic bedding anymore. Like I felt like I was sleeping in this like soft, billowy cloud, and I had to get 2 sets for both of my bedrooms in my house immediately. And in honor of Mother's Day and the fact that all mothers and anyone who has a mother or who has had a mother deserves amazing sleep, right now you can use code MINDFUL for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That is an exclusive Mother's Day offer. You are going to want to go and snag yourself some goodies at Cozy Earth. So get some for yourself. Also get some for your mom, because what says thank you, mom, more than luxurious bedding? And she'll think of you every single night when she goes to bed. And she's like, this is so comfy. I'm thinking about my amazing kid that gave me this wonderful Cozy Earth gift. And let's be honest, mom deserves it. So head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code MINDFUL for an exclusive 35% off. Soft as a mother's touch, Cozy Earth wishes you a happy Mother's Day. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this freeform episode of the Mindful in Minutes podcast. So I'm Kelly, and today we're going to be talking about how do you rebuild a daily meditation practice after you've let it lapse a little bit. You know, maybe you were meditating every day or most days of the week. You had this really steady practice. You loved it. And one thing led to another. Maybe you went on vacation. Maybe life got busy. You know, stuff happened and now your practice has gone to the wayside and you might be feeling a little bit guilty for letting it go. This is, of course, a freeform episode, so there's no guided meditation here, but I wanted to actually share this information in kind of an audio workshop format. So I did an audio workshop at the end of last year in December on finding your New Year's mantra, and you guys really loved it. You loved the audio workshop format, so I thought, why not do it again? So basically, as I'm going to go through this information, you can absolutely just listen to this like you would any other freeform episode, where you just listen and then you can kind of contemplate what I'm talking about. But you'll hear me say things like, if you want to write down, like we're going to talk about, you know, how you figure out your personal meditation formula for success, there'll be opportunities to kind of write things down or maybe pause and reflect and then come back. So you can definitely do that or just listen all the way through. But if you are going to use this as an audio workshop, go ahead and grab a piece of paper. You'll be given some prompts to reflect on and write on if you like to do that. Also, if you are new here, welcome. I'm so happy that you are here. You know, it's so funny podcasting. I know I've said this before, but it's so interesting because I know as a podcast like listener, I listen to podcasts a lot. Like it can be such an intimate experience listening to someone's voice and you feel like you really get to know them. But to actually be the podcaster, like as I put together this information and I share it, like I'm just sitting in my little closet alone. I'm talking to my computer into a microphone and it's like, I don't know who's on the other side. And I wish that I could greet everyone as they walked through the Mindful Minutes door. Like if, you know, you ever come and take a class with me in person and we meet for the first time, like I get the opportunity to meet you as you walk in the door. And I wish there was a way to do that with podcasting. So if we haven't met before, hello, I'm really happy that you're here. And this is me greeting you through the audio door. I suppose. So with that, I don't even know. I got derailed there for a second. If you're new here, you're also, I get derailed sometimes. So that happens. So getting the train back on the tracks, I wanted to talk about this topic because it's one that I have been talking about a lot, like personally. Like I've had friends that I've run into just, you know, out and about living my life and saying, you know, they want to pick up their meditation practice, or some of you that I have been having at in-person events and saying, oh my gosh, that felt so good. Like I want to get back into my meditation practice. And I've been hearing from so many of you that you had a strong meditation practice, and for one reason or another, it isn't as consistent, and you're really kind of beating yourself up over not having that consistent practice. And I figure since I've been having this conversation a lot, kind of out in the real world, that it would make a great podcast topic as well. Because usually if there's something, like a friend asks me a question and I have to respond with like a voice note, and they like text me and I have to respond with a voice note being like, okay, let me fill you in. Let me give you the, you know, the information on this. That's usually something that then I'm like, oh, I wonder if this would make like a good podcast topic. So we're going to dive in. And the first thing that I want to say is, if you're listening to this and you're feeling bad because you don't have that regular meditation practice anymore, don't. This happens. This happens all the time. Life ebbs and flows. Things go up and down. We have, you know, some habits that we keep, some that we kind of let go a little bit, some that we return to. You can and you will go back to your meditation practice. Like I'm going to walk you through exactly how you're going to not only return to your practice and reinvigorate it, but how you're going to set yourself up for success this time. And I always tell people, don't let your meditation practice be something that feels like it's another, oh, I have to do it. Or like, don't let it be another thing that you feel bad about not doing. Like let it be something that nourishes you, that fills your cup. Like don't let it, you know, bring you down in that way. So if you're feeling bad for lapsing on your practice, don't. We're going to get back on track. And also if you are new to meditating and you're like, well, I haven't lost a practice, I never built a practice, this, you're in the right place, because we're going to go through like exactly how you're going to build a practice for you. Because it's my personal belief that when it comes to meditation, there isn't a one size fits all approach. I'm not going to say, okay, this is how you're going to meditate. You're going to wake up at 6 a.m. and then you're going to do this. You're going to do this type of breath for 5 minutes. And then after those 5 minutes, you will repeat this mantra this many times. And then after that, you will focus on the point in between your eyebrows for 10 minutes and you won't get distracted. And then that's it. And then your meditation is done. I'm not going to tell you to do that, because I really believe that every single person, just like everyone's body needs something different in terms of like nutrition and like what food agrees or doesn't agree with their body, or movement, like what kind of movement feels really good for your body. I think that when it comes to meditation, which again is just single pointed concentration, there's so many different types, there's so many different styles. And you can meditate at different times a day. Like everyone needs something different. And it's not about making yourself fit into like the meditation mold. It's about figuring out what you need and what you want out of meditation, and then making your practice be that for you. So I really think that it is such a personalized thing. And once you kind of find what works for you, it really not only sets you up for success, but I think it helps you to keep your practice. Because if you enjoy it and it fits into your life and it's doing something great for you, then you're going to want to stick with it. And for example, right now, my meditation practice looks like doing a meditation at night before I go to bed. It helps me to calm my body, to quiet my mind so that I can sleep. And I just find that that's really the only time that I have to myself to do it. So the first thing that I want to say, and I'm think this episode, I always say this, I'm like, I don't think this episode is going to be very long, and then it ends up being like an hour. But I do think this one's going to be short and sweet, because I'm going to get right down into like the nitty gritty of like, this is what you're going to do. This is how you're going to do it. Really, the first thing is you're going to release judgment. You're going to let go of what your meditation practice used to look like. You're going to let go of, you know, how long your past meditation streak was, and you are not going to compare a current self to a past self. And what I mean by that is, usually, I would say 95% of the time, I have this conversation with someone who has lost a meditation practice and wants to rebuild it or return to it. They're telling me about their past self. They're saying, oh, well, you know, before I had kids, I had this 45-minute morning routine and it was so great. And I got up and then I'd meditate and I'd drink a glass of water and then I'd stretch and then I'd journal. I'd do all these things. And I, you know, and then my child was born and I don't do that. Or people will say, you know, when I was in grad school, I'd have this evening ritual that I would do. Or people will say, when I was in college, I would meditate every morning at 6 a.m. or whatever it is. And people spend more time telling me about their past self and their past iteration instead of telling me about their current self and what they need or what is realistic in terms of meditation now. And so if you are someone who has let a meditation practice lapse and you're trying to rebuild, do not compare a present self to a past self. I used to meditate a lot more, you know, like for longer amounts of time before I became a mom. I would meditate at different times of day. Right now, my life is chaotic, and truly the only time that I feel like I am alone and no one's going to bug me or interrupt me. And even then, sometimes, of course, it's like your kids just know if you're going to do something, they're going to wake up and say, I need you, even if it's just for 10 minutes, like is when everyone is asleep and the house is quiet, it's dark, even Mila is sleeping. And then I just get into bed and then I do my meditation either seated or sometimes I lay down, but if I lay down, I might fall asleep. Then I do my meditation. And sometimes I even do, I got one of those red light masks. So many people, I post about it on like my close friends on Instagram and everyone's like, do you like it? I do really like mine. This is not by any means like sponsored. This is like this thing that I just bought and I do really like it. Sometimes I'll even put on my little red light mask and I will sit there in bed and I'll do my meditation and think I'm just, you know, helping to rewind the clock. And it just feels so good and nourishing and relaxing. And it's exactly what I need right now. There have been times in my life in which I went and lived with monks for almost 2 weeks and took a vow of silence and I was meditating for hours on end. Is that realistic for my life right now? No. Does that mean that I was better of a person or better in general when I was spending hours meditating, taking a vow of silence versus finding my 10 minutes to myself, or sometimes I even have to put my red light mask on at the same time to get my meditation in? No, one is not better than the other. They are different. Don't let anyone else tell you that one is better than the other, and certainly do not tell yourself that one is better than the other. So do not compare your current self, your current circumstances, your current meditation practice to a past iteration. It is not going to help you. What's in the past is in the past. That served you then, and now we're going to create something that serves you. So diving into the, I guess, workshop part. So if you are taking notes or wanting to write and journal, keep your paper close. So if you are rebuilding a meditation practice, either because we fell out of the habit or building it for the first time, what I want you to do is I want you to, without judgment, figure out either why you didn't pick up meditation before, right? Maybe it's you didn't know how. Maybe it's, you know, you thought you had to do it for 30 minutes or whatever it is. Or if you have had a meditation in the past that you're rebuilding, I want you to figure out why you dropped the practice. Again, without judgment. Did you run out of time in the day? Did you start a new habit? Maybe at night you started doing something else instead of meditating. Maybe you went on vacation. Maybe you changed your routine. You had a baby, you had some other kind of life thing happen. What was it? So if you are writing along or if you're just thinking about it, you can either pause me for a second and think about this, or you can write it down. And I want you to reflect on, like, why did you drop the practice to begin with? Or if you have never meditated before, never had a regular practice, what has stopped you from doing that? So what has stopped you from starting a meditation practice, or why did you drop or stop following through on your past meditation practice without judgment. We're just writing in facts. So if you want to do that, pause me, either think about it or write it down, and then come back. Okay, so now we have an idea of why we dropped the practice or why we didn't start it. The next thing is I want you to ask yourself, this is specifically for if you dropped your meditation practice, rebuilding it, what wasn't working about your past meditation practice? The truth is, if your practice was already strong and working well and fit your lifestyle, you probably wouldn't be in this situation right now, which is okay, right? It's something wasn't quite working, and so it fell further down on our priority list, or we ran out of time, or we stopped doing it. And that can be anything, right? It could be you were trying to meditate for too long. Whatever, your work schedule changed. You're like, I don't have 30 minutes in the morning anymore. So you cut out your meditation. Maybe you're getting bored. Maybe you didn't like the style you were doing. Maybe it was a time of day. Maybe you thought you have to meditate in the morning and you're like, you know what? I'm not a morning person. I hate mornings. It's so hard for me to get out of bed. It can be anything, right? Maybe your kids interrupt you. Maybe your pets interrupt you. For me, I fell out of the practice a little bit after Pork Chop was born. And that's because I used to be a morning meditator. And now my mornings are just really chaotic. Like, kids are waking up at different times. I'm like pumping. I'm trying to get, there's just like, there's a million things going on in the morning. And unless I want to wake up at literally like 3 or 4 a.m., which I don't, it's hard for me to meditate in the morning. So I wait until everyone's in bed and I do it at night. So what wasn't working when it comes to your past meditation practice? It can be anything, right? Without judgment, I want you to either think about it, identify some things that weren't working, or write them down now, and you can pause me if you want. And then this is again where I'm going to remind you to not compare a past version of yourself to a current version of yourself, okay? There's, even if you feel like, you know what, I used to meditate twice a day when I was in my 20s and now I'm in my 40s and I haven't had a regular meditation practice in years. That's okay. We're not worried about that. That person, that past practice was great, perfect, wonderful, beautiful for that time. The one that you are doing now, the person you are now, great, wonderful, perfect for the time right now. So don't compare a past self to a current self. And I would like to extend that actually to not just a meditation practice, but in general. Isn't it so hard sometimes to not compare a past self to a current self? Sometimes you're like, oh, I used to do this. Oh, I used to do that. Used to's turn into shoulds. And neither of those are very helpful sometimes. When you say, oh, you know what? I used to go to the gym 5 days a week. That turns into, oh, I'm sitting on the couch and I'm tired and I don't do anything. I should go to the gym. And then you don't. Used to's turn into shoulds, and shoulds usually just make us feel bad about ourselves. So I want to extend that, you know, don't compare a past version of yourself to a current. All right. So we have identified kind of what wasn't working in our last practice, why we got out of the habit or why we never did the habit, and we are not comparing a past self to a current self. And now I want you to do your best to not overthink it. Do not overthink your meditation practice. In just a little bit, in like 2 more steps in my notes, we're going to actually create your personal plan. And I am going to challenge you to not overthink it as we go into this. This is like the number one thing when people tell me, Kelly, I want to get back into my meditation practice, but I don't know how to do it. Am I supposed to meditate in the morning or the night? Or is it bad if I do it in the middle of the day? Or is only a few minutes, is that like not good enough? Is it bad if I get distracted or I spend too many times picking out a meditation topic that then my meditation time is over and I don't even know what topic to pick or what style to do? Do not overthink it. Okay, we're going to make it easy. We're going to make it simple. Meditation in and of itself, I'm not saying it's easy, but the idea is simple. So don't overcomplicate it. Don't overthink it. And remember, done is better than none. So as we go into building your personal meditation plan, done is better than none. This was coined by our very own Mama Smith. My mother was talking about something. I think she was doing lesson plans or something when she was teaching, and she was feeling overwhelmed with a bunch of stuff and she wanted it all to be perfect. And she said, you know what? And then I just realized done is better than none. If I wait for it to be perfect, I will have nothing. I just need to get it done. When it comes to meditation, done is better than none. Stop overthinking. You just sit your little tushy down and you meditate for like 8 minutes a day. Maybe 12 if you're feeling spicy. That's all you need. Even 5 is great. You probably spend more time thinking about your meditation practice and getting it, quote, right, or like planning it or designing it, or, you know, scrolling through this podcast feed and deciding just which one do you want. I've been enjoying guided meditations lately too, and I do that sometimes as well. Like I will just, I'll like scroll and there'll be like a lot of topics and I'm like, and I don't listen to my meditations, just to be clear. I'm not scrolling through my podcast feed, but looking, you know, through other works and being like, oh, which one do I want to do? Done is better than none. Do not overthink it. You are just getting in your own way. You are overcomplicating it. Meditation is not necessarily easy, but it is simple. It is single-pointed concentration. There's so many different styles to choose from. You're just going to do something for a few minutes and you're not going to overthink it, okay? If there are two things that are for certain in my life right now, it is that one, I'm really trying to prioritize the food that I put in my body because I know what I feed myself, I end up feeding baby Poppy. And two, I do not have a lot of time. And even if I have aspirations of having these great balanced meals, sometimes I just do not have enough time to follow through on that, which is why I'm so happy that I have discovered Factor. And Factor makes these delicious, ready-to-eat meals. They're fresh, they're never frozen, they're chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and they're ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So they are perfect for me on those really busy mom days when both kids are going crazy, and they're perfect for my husband when he has long shifts at the hospital. He doesn't really get a meal break, so he can just pop one in the microwave and it's ready in just 2 minutes. And I love that they are no fuss, no mess meals, and they're good. They're really good. Plus, you can customize your weekly meals with flexibility so you can get as much or as little as you need. We need different amounts on different weeks, and so this is perfect for us. Plus, they have more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunches, snacks, beverage. So it really is just perfect for us. So head to factormeals.com/inminutes50 to use code inminutes50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code inminutes50 at factormeals.com/inminutes50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That, my friends, is the sound of another sale on Shopify. And let me tell you, when I first started podcasting, I was not thinking about an online store at all. I was just excited that I had figured out how to basically create an audio file and get it out into the universe. I wasn't thinking about the possibilities or what things would look like years on down the road. And now that I'm selling books and decks and meditation scripts, I have found that not only is an online store so important, but it is so easy now that I've discovered Shopify. And Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, whether you're just starting out or maybe you just hit your millionth sale. Shopify has amazing support to help you along the way, and it helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, and it's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Plus, you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And like, honestly, the one thing I wish I would have done differently with my online store is just started it sooner. And Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and the reason is because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. So you can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mindful, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mindful now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/mindful.
Okay, so now we are going to build your plan. We're going to go right in and we are going to build your plan right now. So this plan needs to work for you and only you, and I want you to commit for 2 weeks. And this is like, if you came to me, this is like the real world. If you came to me for like a private session, which sometimes people do to rebuild their practice, like this is exactly what I tell them. So I want you to commit to the plan that we're about to create for 2 weeks. Now, you've probably heard that it takes like 21 days to build a habit. That's actually been shown to not be true. It's been debunked that you need 21 days to build a habit. Research actually tells us it takes anywhere from 18 days to a whopping 256 days to build a habit. I am not going to make you commit to 256 days. Personally, I find when I'm working with people like continually every week, basically to check in and even do accountability, like for meditation, usually if they can get through those first 2 weeks, they're golden. There's something about those first 2 weeks. It's usually kind of like day 6, 7, 8, 9, where the newness starts to wear off. Maybe we get a little bit busier and we tend to like lapse a little bit. So I have found that if you can stick to meditating, sticking to your plan every single day for 2 weeks, that then usually after that, it's like smooth sailing and you kind of have your routine down. So we are committing to 2 weeks. That is it, 14 days. And we're going to design a meditation practice that's going to work for you and your life. So it will be simple. The first thing you're going to do in this plan is you're going to pick a time of day. You've heard me say before that I recommend the first 10 minutes of the day or the last 10 minutes of the day. And what I mean by that is, if you, like your first 10 minutes, like you wake up, meditate right away, or last 10 minutes of the day, meditate right before bed. The reason that I usually recommend that is because I want people to avoid saying, oh, I'm going to meditate sometime today. And then what happens? Sometime never comes, right? Things are always popping up. You're like, oh, maybe I'll meditate on my lunch break. And then something pops up on your lunch break. Oh, maybe I'll meditate when I get home from work. Then you come home from work and something comes up, right? Something always comes up. Sometime never arrives. However, what hopefully happens every single day is at night you go to bed, and if we are lucky, we wake up again in the morning. And that might be the only consistent thing. And so I have found that for many people, when they're building a habit, either doing like very first thing in the morning or right before bed is the easiest to stick with, because you're syncing it up with either that kind of almost like habit stacking in a way, right? Where it's like you're waking up and then right away you're meditating, or right before you go to bed, you're meditating, right? You're syncing it up with your sleep. However, I have softened on this. I used to really say pick first 10 or last 10. I now recognize that life can be incredibly chaotic, especially when you have kids or a bigger family in your house, whatever it is, that maybe that's not an ideal time. So you can pick the middle of the day. You can pick 9 a.m. You can pick any time you want. I just want you to pick a time that realistically you can stick to for 2 weeks, or at least like a range of time. Maybe it's after you drop the kids off from school. I don't care if you have to drop off the kids from school and then after you're done with the pickup line, like pull over on the side of the road and meditate there or whatever. Stay in the parking lot and do that. But find a time, your 10-ish minutes, where you will be able to be alone and be consistent with this practice. I also want you to be realistic with the time that you pick. And what I mean by that is, if you hate mornings and it is impossible for you to get out of bed in the morning, don't pick the first 10 minutes of the day. You're making it harder for yourself. So pick a time that you realistically can make happen every day, or like a general time, and that you can be consistent with. So pause me now, think about it. On your piece of paper, if you're writing down, I want you to write down the time. You're going to say, and you know, it doesn't have to be like 8:02 a.m., but like first 10 minutes of the day, or last 10 minutes of the day, or first 10 minutes after school drop-off, or first 10 minutes of lunch break, whatever it is. I want you to pause me now, pick your time, write it down, commit to it. Okay. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to pick a realistic amount of time that you're going to meditate every day, somewhere between 5 to 15 minutes. This is where you're going to say, Oh, but Kelly, I used to meditate for 30 minutes. Oh, Kelly, I used to do 20-minute sessions. Oh, Kelly, I went on a retreat with you and we did a 60-minute meditation. Awesome. I love that for your past self. We're creating something for your current self right now. And chances are, if we have fallen out of our meditation practice or building one from the bottom up, that we aren't going to meditate necessarily for a super long time. Studies also tell us 8 to 12 minutes a day of meditation is enough to get the physical, mental, emotional benefits, like that actual changing of the brain level of benefit from meditation. There is still benefit to meditating even for 5 minutes a day. Done is better than none. So I want you to decide realistically how many minutes a day, somewhere from 5 to 15 minutes. Only you are going to know. Don't feel like you have to pick 15 because I'm here. And pause me. Think about it and commit to however many minutes a day you are going to meditate right now. Okay, and now I want you to think about what position you're going to meditate in and where you are going to meditate. So is there a certain place, right? If you're going to meditate first thing in the morning, maybe you're going to go outside on your patio. If you're meditating at night, I usually meditate in bed. I sit up, I meditate, and then I lay down and like go to sleep. Maybe if you are doing school drop-off, you're going to stay in the parking lot and meditate in your car. I don't know. Where realistically are you going to be? You don't need anything special. You don't need to create like a special little place. You can if you want to. You absolutely can, but you don't need anything special. And like, what position are you going to meditate in? Think about it. This is how detailed I want the plan, because the more details we get, the easier it is to follow. Because it's just like, oh, okay, I'm committing to meditating for the first 10 minutes of my day, or, you know, the beginning of my day. I'm going to meditate for 8 to 10 minutes tops. I'm going to sit outside on my back patio, and that's it, right? And then you just have this very detailed plan and you're just going to follow it. So you can pause me if you want. I want you to think about where you're going to meditate and what position you will be meditating in. And then the next thing, this is a little bit more of like a reflection piece, is what styles of meditation do you like best? If you have not really, if you're building your meditation practice for the first time from the ground up and you're like, well, I don't know, there's a bunch of them, try a bunch of different ones. That's my recommendation. If you don't know what you like, finding a meditation style that you like is kind of like trying on jeans, where you have to try all different like brands and styles and skinny jeans, wide leg, boot cut, whatever. You have to try all these different kinds until you find the one that you're like, oh yeah, that's like, those are the jeans for me. Finding a meditation practice is kind of like that. So you're going to try a bunch of different practices, and I'll tell you how you're going to pick those in a moment. If you have meditated before, I want you to think about what styles or types do you like best? Is it a bedtime meditation? Do you like ones with a lot of guided imagery? Do you like a mantra meditation? Do you like a morning meditation, something for anxiety? Like right now, I want you to pause me and just make note of like your favorite types of meditations. Like what characteristics do they have? If you are building from the ground up, just disregard, just keep listening. But if you are building your new practice, write what you like in the past and like what your favorite styles are. Okay, so now what I want you to do, this is a little bit of an action step. You are going to pick 14. Remember, we're committing to 2 weeks of this. 14 meditations. It absolutely could be on this feed from Mindful in Minutes or anywhere you like. If there's someone else you like to practice with on YouTube, maybe you like to use Insight Timer or Calm or something like that. I want you to, if you are doing this as the audio workshop, if you're just listening, you can do this later, but this step will really, really, really help you to not overthink it and streamline the process. I want you to like make a Google Doc and link to the 14 meditations that you want to start with, or bookmark them in your browser, or, you know, preload them, whatever it is. I want you to go so you don't even have to think about it. When your meditation practice comes up today, tomorrow, whatever, you don't have to think about it. You just go into wherever you've saved them. You have 14 tabs open, which, you know, I mean, that's kind of relatable, right? I feel like I have like a million tabs open right now in a browser. And you just click on the first one and you hit play and you do it, whatever it is. This is really going to help you. I have done some of the heavy lifting for you. I have, if you are a Spotify user or listener, I'm going to link to these in the show notes. I make little playlists sometimes of certain categories of Mindful in Minutes episodes. So there's like a morning meditation playlist, a 5-minute meditation playlist, an evening meditation playlist. I want to say like a gratitude and something else, but I'm going to link to all of those. You could just, if you're a Spotify user, like pull up, let's say the 5-minute meditation, if you decide you're going to do 5 minutes a day, and just start at the beginning, whichever one's first on that playlist, do that on day number one and then day number two. But I want you to pre-decide what meditation you're going to do each day. You'll do it now, and then it's going to make your life so much easier and reduce your overthinking for the next 2 weeks. If you are like, I don't want to necessarily preload it, I want you to, when you start with your first meditation, whatever the last meditation was in this library, I think it was the Meditation for New Beginnings, you're just going to start there and start working backwards every day and just then do the one before that and the one before that. So pause me now and go pre-save, link wherever you're going to save these 14 meditations. Go gather them now and save them. Okay, beautiful. Now, what I want you to do is at the top of your page, if you're writing, I want you to write down why you want to build this meditation practice. You can write, you know, how it's going to make you feel. What are you going to feel like when you accomplish it? Write down your why. Why are you recommitting to your meditation practice? So pause me, go do that. And now one more thing that I want you to write down is, what are you going to tell yourself when you don't want to do your daily meditation practice? What are you going to tell yourself that's going to get you on that meditation cushion, in bed, headphones on, whatever it is? What will you tell yourself when you can't be bothered or you don't feel like doing it and you need that little nudge, that little pep talk to actually get it done? Write that down. Pause me. Write that down on your piece of paper. All right. We're almost done here. I want you, somewhere between day 5 and 7, I want you to reward yourself with a little something. Something that will kind of reinvigorate. Because remember, it's kind of that like day 6 through 9 window that people are likely to not stick with their meditation practice or follow through with it. So I want you to treat yourself to something that helps to add some excitement or freshness to your meditation practice. It could be a new journal. It could be a meditation deck. It could, you know, may I recommend the Soul Guidance meditation deck? It could be a new pen that you're going to write with if you journal. It could be going to your favorite yoga class that incorporates a guided meditation at the end. Something that's going to be this nice little reward and help bolster your meditation practice. Something, a little fun something. It will be tempting to say, I'm going to give myself a coffee and a little sweet treat, because who doesn't love a coffee and a sweet treat? But I want you to do something that's going to add some excitement and newness to your meditation practice. Even if it's like, you know what, I'm going to, after day 5, get the premium version of whatever meditation app you're using, so I have new meditations. I don't know, whatever it is. So that then it'll help you stay excited and engaged with something new for those kind of tough days 6 through 9, if you will. So pause me and write down what your little reward somewhere around that 1 week mark is going to be. Okay. And then there is one final step, which is you are going to do a meditation today, right now, if you can, if possible. You can pause me, you can listen to whatever. If we've already saved our 14 meditations, I want you to start today, because tomorrow something might come up, right? We can always push out tomorrow, but we're going to start like right now, and you're going to start right with your first meditation. As soon as we're done here in just a moment, you're going to go and you're going to do it. You're going to get your meditation for the day done. Check day number one, done. That's it. And remember, done is better than none. You're going to give yourself grace. You are not going to overthink it. And you are going to create this beautiful, special little meditation ritual that fits into your life. It's going to be a style that you like. It's going to be a length that works for you. It's going to be at a time that is convenient and realistic. And it's going to be something that you're going to enjoy doing every day. And then you have, if you're looking at your piece of paper, you should have this meditation plan and you're just going to follow it. So I am going to leave you here. I really, really encourage you to go just do your first meditation right now, get your first day done with, and then you are on your way. Commit to those first 2 weeks. And I promise, I have seen this with so many of my private clients. It will be a habit after that. You'll be feeling good. It'll be a part of your everyday and it'll just be great. So thank you for joining me for this audio workshop. I hope it gave you something to think about. Hopefully you have this great tangible meditation plan now that we're going to use and go do your first day of meditation. You can do it and check the show notes for links to different playlists and things like that. So, okay, go meditate.